This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with 8 AM news. The headlines first. Election Commission completes scrutiny of proportional representation lists and bars use of children in campaigns through Election Code of Conduct. Culture Ministry calls for applications to list intangible cultural heritage by March 29. Health Ministry calls for precautions as temperature dips across the country. And captured Venezuelan leader Nicolas Maduro arrives in New York City to face drug and weapons charges in a U.S. court. Now the news in detail. With 60 days to go for the House of Representatives election, the Election Commission has completed scrutiny of the proportional representation closed lists submitted by political parties. According to Commission Joint Spokesperson Kul Jisi, the review focused on compliance with constitutional and legal provisions, particularly cluster-based inclusion requirements. The Commission will provide parties with suggestions for necessary corrections. Parties may amend their proportional representation list from January 5 to 11, while January 12 is the deadline for candidates to withdraw. Vacancies created by withdrawals must be filled from the same cluster between January 14 and 16. The final closed list will be published on February 3rd. Meanwhile, political parties face criticism for undermining the spirit of proportional representation by prioritizing elites, relatives of leaders and repeat nominees over marginalized groups. The Election Commission has also flagged attempts to obscure candidates' identities and warned that ineligible candidates may be removed with seats left vacant if corrections are not made. Meanwhile, the Election Commission has set a code of conduct for the upcoming House election form on March 5, emphasizing fair and transparent campaigning. Government and public bodies are prohibited from engaging in activities that favor or oppose any political party or candidate, and public resources must not be misused for election purposes. The Code of Conduct restricts the use of election symbols, clothing or materials for publicity, bans involving children in campaigns, and requires that rallies, meetings or processions not disrupt public movement. Additionally, the spread of false, misleading or hateful information through any media, including social media, is prohibited. The guidelines aim to ensure a level playing field and safeguard the integrity of the electoral process. Minister for Communications and Information Technology Jagadish Kharel has highlighted the importance of media training in strengthening journalism. During an inspection of the under-construction Central Training Center of Rashtriya Samachar Samiti in Bharatpur, he said the facility will enhance journalist skills through trainings, workshops and experience sharing. Separately, Minister Kharel assured the public of a free and fair March 5 election during a program in Lalitpur on the voting center identification and guidance system. He emphasized that advances in information technology will help voters easily locate and reach polling centers and highlighted efforts to promote youth participation and access to technology in government processes. The Ministry of Culture, Tourism and Civil Aviation has called for applications to list intangible cultural heritage by March 29. Individuals, communities and organizations associated with cultural heritage are invited to apply following the Ministry's internal guidelines, which are available on its official website. According to an archaeology officer at the ministry, Bhishma Baskota, applicants must submit a detailed description of the heritage, consent from the associated parties, photographs, audio and video records, details of traditional transmission, a recommendation from the local government, and evidence if the heritage is already listed locally. Last year, the traditional food item Yomari from Lalitpur was successfully registered as an intangible cultural heritage under a similar process. Meanwhile, the centuries-old Kalash Yatra was observed from Jagunarayan Temple in Bhaktapur to Hanuman Dhoka in Kathmandu yesterday on the occasion of Paush Shukla Purnima. The procession carried silver idols of Changunarayan deity, Goddess Lakshmi and Goddess Saraswati, along with the sacred ritualistic kalash filled with holy water. Highlighting the national significance of the event, the kalas was also received by President Ramchandra Paudil at Sital Nivas, marking his observance of this revered tradition. Minister for Industry, Commerce and Supplies Anil Kumar Sinha has stated that Mahotsav-related events nationwide have boosted economic and business activities. Speaking at the conclusion of the Virat Trade Expo in Biratnagar, he highlighted that such expos play a key role in promoting innovative technologies and business networks. The minister also emphasized the government's commitment to political stability and encouraging youth participation in politics. The annual waterbird census has begun in Nepal, forming part of the global international waterbird census, one of the world's longest-running biodiversity monitoring programs. Over the next 16 days, citizen scientists and experts will count water-dependent and migratory birds across the country's rivers, lakes, reservoirs, marshes and floodplains. Nepal, which joined the census in 1987, now has around 400 volunteers participating nationwide, coordinated by the Nepalese Ornithological Union in partnership with the Department of National Parks and Wildlife Conservation. As the mercury continues to drop, it is getting colder across the country, including in the Kathmandu Valley. In view of the sudden increase in cold, the Ministry of Health and Population has urged the public to avoid going outdoors for non-essential work. Ministry spokesperson Dr. Prakash Budathoki warned that the biting cold, dense fog and snowfall could pose serious health risks, particularly among the children, pregnant women, senior citizens and people with chronic illnesses. Dr. Budathoki advised people to seek medical care at nearby health institutions if they experience cold with related problems, or to contact the Hello Health Call Center at 1115. He also noted that increasing air pollution during winter has adversely affected, raising the risk of non-communicable diseases. The ministry has recommended wearing warm clothes, maintaining personal and community hygiene, and consuming a nutritious, balanced diet, including fresh fruits and vegetables. The Cricket Association of Nepal, CAN, has released its annual calendar of national and international cricket events. The calendar outlines competitions for men, women and youth teams, along with coaching, umpiring and pitch curator programs across the country. National tournaments, including the Prime Minister's Cup for men and women, age group championships and regional competitions, while the Nepal Premier League is scheduled later in the year. CAN will also conduct coaching and umpiring courses in all provinces to strengthen grassroots and professional cricket development. On the international front, the Nepali men's and women's team are set to participate in T20 World Cup qualifiers, bilateral series and ACC and ICC competitions, with youth teams touring the region. CAN says the calendar reflects its continued focus on promoting cricket at all levels and enhancing Nepal's presence in global competitions. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to an international news update. The United States has launched strikes on Venezuela, resulting in the capture and removal of President Nicolas Maduro and his wife. As reported by the BBC, they have flown to New York, where Maduro faces drug and weapons charges in a U.S. court. U.S. President Donald Trump said the U.S. will temporarily run Venezuela with a group of appointed officials until a safe and judicious transition is possible, and suggested U.S. oil companies would help restore the country's oil infrastructure. Venezuela, which holds nearly 20% of the world's oil reserves, has denounced the U.S. action as military aggression and declared a state of national emergency. Vice President Delcy Rodriguez, speaking on state television, reaffirmed that Maduro remains the country's only president, calling for the defense of Venezuela's sovereignty. The situation remains tense, with international observers expressing concern over the legality and long-term impact of the U.S. operation. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast dense fog, mist, likely to occur in most places of the Terai region today. The weather is likely to remain partly cloudy in the hilly and Himalayan regions of Kosi province and the high hills and Himalayan regions of Gandaki and Karnali provinces, and likely to remain mainly fair in the remaining areas. Light rain, snow is possible at one or two places in the high hills and Himalayan regions of Kosi, Gandaki and Karnali provinces today. The division has also stated that there is an influence of the westerly winds across the country at present, and the temperatures in Kathmandu Valley are likely to range from a minimum of 4 to 6 degrees Celsius with daytime highs between 15 and 17 degrees Celsius today. That wraps up our news bulletin for this hour. But before we go, here is a quick recap of the headlines. Election Commission completes scrutiny of proportional representation list and bars use of children in campaigns through Election Code of Conduct. Culture Ministry calls for applications to list intangible cultural heritage by March 29. Health Ministry calls for precautions as temperature dips across the country. And captured Venezuelan leader Nicolas Maduro arrives in New York City to face drug and weapons charges in a U.S. court. That's all for this hour. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 p.m. You can also catch us on air and online at RadioNepalOnline.com, our mobile app, and listen to our bulletins anytime at your convenience. For more news and updates, stay tuned. Have a good day.